Hi everyone, I'm Sam Fisher. I'm an alcoholic. This is not my favorite thing to do, and it doesn't matter how many times I do this. I'm nervous as hell. My hands are shaking, and I just never get over that when I do this. But I have to remember, I want to thank Nikki for asking me to do this. It's always an honor to be able to stand up here and tell my experience, strength, and hope to anybody that'll listen. My sobriety date is July 19th, 1986. I have a home group, the Friday Night Lights group in Apollo Beach. Meets on Friday nights at 7:30, double speaker meeting. You're all welcome. And I have a sponsor that has a sponsor, and it's a real integral part of my sobriety is having somebody to give me the guidance and direction for what I need to do every day. they taught me the etiquette of AA. I mean, I can remember having a hat on and a guy reaching over and taking it off my head and said, "Not while you're sitting in here." Getting up to get a cup of coffee one time, and a guy put his hand on my shoulder and sat me down and just looked at me and said, "Sit your ass down." And told me afterwards, "If you want a second cup of coffee, bring two to the table with you. You don't get up." It probably took me about 4 or 5 months where I got to the point where I realized I lost that job because that was God kicking me in the butt to make me get back to Tampa and get the meetings again and start. And that's what I did. I kind of recommitted myself to Alcoholics Anonymous, and I've not done that since, thank God. But, you know, I tell it because it's important, because, you know, you don't necessarily have to start drinking when you stop going to me. But I can't tell you if I was that close or that close to taking a drink, because I didn't. But I can guarantee you, I was close enough. I mean, it would have happened sooner or later. I've always been convinced I'm an alcoholic. I didn't try to talk myself out of that. I would look at my big book. I can remember calling my sponsor one time and talking to him, and he just 1,200 miles away, and he said, Sam, he said, you can call me anytime you want to. Talk about boxing and football and baseball. He said, but please don't call me and talk about Alcoholics Anonymous because you're not going to meetings. Now, that's 1,200 miles away on the telephone. And I'd never told him that I wasn't going to meeting, but that's how well he knew me. Those are the kinds of guys that I hung around with when I got sober and that I still go. Last January, I went back to Toledo, and, you know, right, good timing, 15 below zero and 45 below wind chill factor. I wanted to go see a hockey game, which I could have waited a couple months when it was warmer. But he got me to speak at his home group. And, it was amazing. And one of the things that I said at the end of it was, Toledo AA is fantastic, you know, and for a long time, to me, nothing was better than the AA in Toledo because that's where I got sober, you know. They did it the right way. But I honest to God stood at that podium and I told him, I said, you know, you guys need to come down to Tampa to learn how it's really done.